This is the two-page Marion County voters' pamphlet, November 2nd, 2021, special election. Notify Marion County Clerk's office before voting the ballot delivered to you if your name is different than that on the label, or your residence address has changed, or you have added, deleted, or changed a mailing address. Review the ballot packet. It should contain at least the following items: printed ballot, secrecy sleeve, a pre-addressed return envelope, this insert. If any items are missing, please contact the Marion County Clerk. To vote, use a black or blue ink pen to completely fill in the box to the left of your choice. To correct a mistake, draw a line through the entire measure response. You then have the option of making another choice. To make sure your vote counts, use a black or blue ink pen. Completely fill in the box to the left of your choice. For your ballot to be counted, mark your ballot according to voting instructions. Do not remove any envelope labels. Your return ballot envelope must be signed. Your ballot must be received in the elections office or an official ballot drop site by 8 p.m. on election day. Remember, postmark does not count. Do not forget to sign your return ballot envelope. What if I change my mind after I turn in my ballot? Your ballot has been cast as soon as you deposit it in the mail or at a ballot drop site. After that, you cannot receive a new ballot. What if I don't vote on everything on the ballot? Your ballot will be counted. What if I don't sign my return envelope? We will attempt to contact you, letting you know that your return envelope was not signed. Voters with disabilities information, alternate format ballot. The alternate format ballot, or AFB, is a tool that is available to voters with disabilities to vote privately and independently if they have access to a computer with a web browser and a printer. Please call 503-588-5041 or 1-800-655-5388 or the TTY-TDD phone number 1-800-735-2900 for more information. Accessible computer stations. To accommodate voters with disabilities that do not have access to the required technology to vote the AFB, we have an accessible computer station, or ACS. Please bring the ballot packet you received through the mail with you when using the ACS at the county site. The ACS is available at Marion County Clerk's Office, 555 Court Street Northeast, Suite 2130, Salem. Conveniently accessible to bus service, as we are located on the same block as the Downtown Transit Center, Courthouse Square in Salem. To avoid delays, please call in advance, 503-588-5041. Voting assistance. Any voter can request assistance from the county clerk's office to help with marking a ballot. Please call 503-588-5041 or 1-800-655-5388 or the TTY-TDD phone number 1-800-735-2900 to request assistance. Ballot drop sites. Mill City, City Hall, 444 South 1st Avenue, Mill City. Hours Monday through Friday, 8 a.m. to 5 p.m. Hours on Election Day, 8 a.m. to 8 p.m. Staton Public Library, 515 North 1st Street, Staton. Curbside drop box open 24 hours. Marion County Clerk Elections, 555 Court Street Northeast, Suite 2130, Salem. Hours Monday through Friday, 8 a.m. to 5 p.m. Hours on Election Day, 7 a.m. to 8 p.m. Page 2, Marion County, November 2nd, 2021 Special Election. Only the appropriate measures for each precinct will appear on the precinct's ballot. Marion County Measures. City of Mill City, Measure 22-188. Should marijuana be sold and processed in Mill City? Question. Shall Mill City allow medical and recreational marijuana dispensaries, producers, processors, wholesalers, and retailers? Summary. In 2016, the voters in Mill City prohibited the sale and processing of both medical and recreational marijuana. If this initiative is approved, it would allow the sale and processing of medical and recreational marijuana. Approval of this initiative would allow the sale of both medical and recreational marijuana subject to restrictions that are currently set forth in state statutes and Mill City Ordinance No. 384, which is codified in Title 17 of the Mill City Code. Approval of this initiative would also allow the processing of medical and recreational marijuana, again, subject to restrictions currently in place. If this measure is approved, the city of Mill City would become eligible for tax revenues generated by the sale of medical and recreational marijuana, including state marijuana tax revenues and local tax revenues. No explanatory statement filed for 22-188. Staten Rural Fire Protection District Measure 24-459, 5-year local option tax for general operations. Question, shall the district impose 0.8885 cents per $1,000 of assessed value for general operations for 5 years beginning 2022-2023? This measure may cause property taxes to increase more than 3%. Summary, if approved, this measure would provide funds to Staten Rural Fire Protection District to increase staffing levels by adding 9 new full-time firefighters and emergency medical technicians. The proposed rate is estimated to raise approximately $900,000 in 2022-2023, $927,000 in 2023-2024, $979,937 in 2024-2025, $1,009,335 in 2025-2026, and $1,039,615 in 2026-2027, for a total of $4,855,887 over 5 years. The estimated tax cost for this measure is an estimate only, based on the best information available from the county assessor at the time of the estimate, and may reflect the impact of early payment discounts, compression, and the collection rate. Explanatory statement for 24-459 on the next column. Measure 24-459, explanatory statement. Staten Fire District responds to over 1,100 annually, averaging over 3 calls per day, providing structural and wildfire fighting, rescue, hazardous materials, motor vehicle accidents, and emergency medical calls for service to the communities of Elkhorn, Marion, Mahama, Mount Pleasant, City of Staten, and 13 miles of Highway 22, totaling 107 square miles in Marion and Linn counties combined. How would the money be used? If approved, this would provide enough revenues to fund 9 full-time firefighter positions, 3 positions per 24-hour shift, to improve response times 24/7. These positions would assist our current 5 paid firefighters who work 8 to 5, Monday through Friday, performing functional duties for the district and respond to emergency calls, and our dedicated volunteer responders who respond after hours and on weekends. Why is there a need? The fire district is experiencing an increase in calls for service and a decline in volunteers. The importance of a timely response to fires and medicals can make a difference. Volunteers respond from their homes, which takes an average 7 minutes to get to the station before responding on an emergency vehicle. With staff at the fire station, that response time is greatly reduced for emergency personnel to arrive at a call. There are times we have limited or no response during the weeknights and weekends from our volunteers. Our volunteers will continue to respond to provide additional resources. The district is not part of, nor does it receive funding from any city, county, or state government. It is a separate taxing special district. The district is funded through a permanent property tax base rate of $1.33 per thousand assessed value that was created in 1997 by the state. The tax revenue has not kept up with the cost increase or the demand for services. What is the cost to property taxpayers? This 5-year levy would have a fixed rate of 0.8885 cents per $1,000 for 5 years. This means for a house with an assessed value of $250,000, it would cost the average homeowner $222.13 per year or $18.51 per month. What if the levy is not approved? With the increase in calls for service and limited number of volunteers, our ability to provide reliable, effective, and efficient service will not be able to meet the increasing emergency service demand and response times for our citizens. We will continue efforts to recruit additional volunteers in a time when volunteering is on the decline. Ballot tracks. The Marion County Clerk is offering a program to voters in Marion County that allows them to track the status of their ballot through automated notifications. Participating voters have the option of receiving text, email, or voice alerts at several points on their ballot's journey. If you have any questions about this service, please call the Marion County Clerk's office at 503-588-5041. Sign up today to begin receiving messages. https://marioncountyclerk.net/voter/login#